Hey, it's Robert here at Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. And we wanted to bring you a never released pre-COVID Throwback Thursdays segment. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Let us know in the ratings and review what you think, and enjoy.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
In 20 minutes, today we're doing a special episode of the 10 Minutes for Women's History Month, and I'm actually in the room with Tanya Menendez, who is the founder of Ask Snowball, and she's actually going to be part of this huge podcast series, a three-podcast series that we were both part of. For Hispanic Heritage Foundation in partnership with Nationwide. So I wanted to do this episode as a wrap-up of our experience here. Yeah. First off, where are we?
So we're in the Hilton Hotel room in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
I just changed out of my dress, so if you're watching it on YouTube, are you putting this
we're
on YouTube?
Comfortable. Yes. Yeah.
I just put my hoodie on.
We're exhausted. Hardly any sleep. You know, back-to-back episodes. Mm-hmm. You flew in last night, too, mm-hmm. from San Francisco. And so we had this organic conversation about opening up, about talking about money, our money mindset, mm-hmm. student debt, credit card debt. And I think the reason why they chose us to be a part of this project was obviously our backgrounds and the representation does matter. For you, what does that feel like when someone is asking you to, one, put your voice out there, put your values out there, and what is it that you're trying to get across for hopefully future generations, yeah. whether young or old?
I think for me what it means is, you know, I get excited by the opportunity, and like I feel honored really yeah. to be here representing Latinas and showing, you know, people what's possible, because it's not just about representing us for Latinas, it's mm-hmm. also representing us for the country to see that Latinas are all about wealth building,
right.
and have these values and are building wealth in these ways. And so, so that's the majority of me feels excited about it, and there's a part of me that still feels a little bit vulnerable about it.
Oh.
And it's still like, you know, like part of me feels like, you know, don't talk about money, mm-hmm. like this is taboo. Like there's mm-hmm. still a little bit of that
yeah.
in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
So I just tried to push through it, and I'm so happy that you were here because it just made things so much more comfortable.
Right. It's like
yeah.
we both can feel awkward together.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that's what the hard thing about this, the very last podcast we did was we were very vulnerable about mm-hmm. our situation. And I'm still scared every time when people ask me my story, because I'm like, I know my story obviously, but it doesn't necessarily mean I want to, one, relive it, or two, do I really want to keep sharing that story? But in the end, it's like not everyone's heard it. And
right.
it's so important to hear how you grew up. It's important for people to get an understanding that it is harder and
mm-hmm.
it is more difficult, especially for women, especially for people of color. And then Latinos from immigrant
yeah.
you know, mentality. So I think that's something that is, yeah, you made it a lot less awkward. There's moments
yeah.
where I'm like, okay, how are we going to explain this in less than 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, the podcast series were 20 minutes each, so
yeah.
the fact that they only gave us 20 minutes and we can talk about it, what, for days?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know what was awesome? I was telling one of the Nationwide people, too, that I had some light bulb moments during the podcast,
mm-hmm.
like, live. Like,
mm-hmm.
I forgot what question you asked or how we got to it, but that piece about how my relationship with money started off by just having financial security for myself. And then it was thinking about how do I find financial security for my family and generations to come. And then the third piece, which I didn't talk about, which I
mm-hmm.
thought about afterwards, was like, now I'm really dedicating my life to helping others find financial security and financial confidence,
mm-hmm.
like through the app that I'm building
yeah.
with my team, and like you're doing the same, right? And
yeah.
it sounds like it was a similar journey where, you know, you start off trying to figure things out for yourself, and then you figure things out for your family, and then you're just like, wait, the rest of the U.S. should also need this,
yeah.
and I want to make things easier for people so that they don't have to trip on the things that I tripped on,
yeah.
and And so that part was really nice. Yeah. It's just like you learn things about yourself, right?
Yes.
By having these conversations, yeah. And by having like people like you that I can like feel open and comfortable talking mm-hmm. about.
You know, I think because it was you, we mentioned yeah. this earlier to the whole team, because there was a whole team behind this. I mean, right now it's just yeah. you and I in my hotel room, which is awesome. But the fact that there was at least 20 people in the studio, and then the months of planning, everything that comes to creating
gosh.
Content, like I sometimes, even when I see a minute video, I'm like, people have no idea how much work that is.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it was with you, it made it so much easier. But I think I feel like, and hopefully you feel the same way, where it's like, I see myself in you. And I think that's the cool thing, where when we can see ourselves represented in mm-hmm. different platforms, or the things that I wish I could have done I love how you're doing an app. And so the fact that you're in this tech industry, mm-hmm. It inspires me to
yeah.
think, you know what, when we collaborate, when we put mm-hmm. our resources together, we bring better, not just better content out into the world, but more importantly, we show other women that we can do this together. I think there's always
yeah.
that negative stereotype that women are against each other,
right.
Or, you know, competition. And I think that's something we need to change.
Mm-hmm.
We need to and show. It's like, no, we can work together.
Yeah.
I
haven't written a book.
Yeah.
And I haven't written a book. And I'm just like, oh, wow, that's really inspiring. Like, I want to write a book now.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think of it, instead of thinking of it as like, oh, she has this and I don't have this, it's just like, oh, she has this and that inspires me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the fact that
yeah.
it's kind of like, it starts to fill that void that
mm-hmm.
maybe I won't ever do a tech app, but the fact that I know someone that has this woman that's doing it, I can let my nieces and other people know, it's like, you can't do that because someone's done it before
mm-hmm.
you. And sometimes it's that, I get emotional thinking about it when you don't see that growing up.
Yeah.
And today,
mm-hmm.
we still see it in our industry, where you still walk into the room or into the conference and
mm-hmm.
you're still sometimes the only woman or the only person of color, and you're like, what is wrong with this
yeah.
picture? So it's been a fun couple days, doing this. And I know we have actually events coming up too,
yeah.
so to do a little wrap up. But I wanted also to ask you a question, because you had aha moments, so did I, while we were sitting
yeah.
there doing this content, producing this content. But there was a moment where you were saying that you just kind of, the fear or the relationship you have with money. And I think that has a lot to do with how you've educated yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, can you tell people who have never heard of you,
yeah.
like, what, do you have a college degree? What is it that got you interested in doing this type of work now? Because sometimes I think people assume that this has been your purpose since you were
yeah,
born.
Yeah, no, so I did go to college. I went to UC San Diego,
okay.
and I studied sociology.
Okay.
So I originally wanted to be an immigration lawyer.
Wow.
And so I studied immigration while I was in college, and even did this program. I lived in Mexico for 6 months.
Wow.
And so I was really focused on that, and it wasn't until I was just exposed to the business world, and I was like, ooh, I like, you know, you hear like the best places to work. So I was like, I want to work at Google. And
yeah.
it was just like a dream for me, right?
Yeah.
And then it became reality. And
yeah.
so I worked at Google, and then you know, I was always interested in math and making math more accessible, and
mm-hmm.
an extension of that is making finance more accessible to our communities
yeah.
and making people feel less intimidated by it. Like, I love that feeling of, like, I used to teach calculus classes in college
yeah.
and do workshops, and so I love that feeling of, like, someone coming and like feeling overwhelmed because their professor made them feel dumb, or like their professor made them
right.
feel like they didn't know what they were doing, and they made things overly complicated.
That was me. I was alienated by my professors. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I hated that, and
mm-hmm.
I really didn't like that. And so I loved giving people a safe space to really learn
yeah.
and to ask questions
mm-hmm.
to ask questions and not feel dumb asking them.
Yes.
And
yes.
and so I wanted that feeling for finance and for tech, and now hopefully other people hearing this now get inspired to start their own tech app. And
yeah.
to like, even
yes.
if you're a sociology major, you can still be a finance expert.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're not really confined to the narrative that outsiders are giving. Start their own tech app. And
yeah.
to like, even
yes.
if you're a sociology major, you can still be a finance expert.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're not really confined to the narrative that outsiders are giving you.
Oh,
you know?
I like that, the narrative that comes with it. And for you too, I think one thing is so cool about seeing your work, and And we happen to have the same similar pool of people that know of each other. I think that's the coolest thing when you hear. I think I heard of you before I knew you, and I was like, oh, wait, I've heard of her.
Yeah, or, shout out Eliana.
Yeah, I know Eliana, right? Latina Sobrange, she's awesome. And it's what it is. It's being able to have a pack of other people that are bragging for you, that are your biggest cheerleaders. And you're also unapologetic about your accomplishments. I remember when I was reading your bio, I'm like, oh my God, you were featured in Forbes. What was it? 30 to 30. Oh my gosh. So, you know, just reading some of these things, and it's inspiring, because sometimes it's not necessarily our dream to be in some of those lists, but it's something that it ignites this moment in us where I'm like, wow, she worked for Google. She's done these amazing things at such a young age. We really don't have a limit unless we put limitations on ourselves. And so like you're saying, you thought, okay, I'm going to do a tech app, and it worked out. So it's kind of like the whole process that comes with it. And I mean, just what, a year ago that I actually met you to see what we're doing now.
Yeah.
I think that's such a
look
cool.
Look at us now.
I know. It's funny when they told us who we were working on the project. I'm like, wait, I know her. I met her.
Yeah.
And I think that really does, one, it feeds, and not necessarily ego, but it feeds, like, it validates the work that we've been doing. Because, I mean, someone that's watching, they're like, oh, this is cool. Like, it is cool. I'm not going to lie. These are fun perks.
Yeah.
But this isn't what we do every day. And this is kind of like the fun highlights, but it's like all the behind the scenes, all the hard work that comes, that is nothing glamorous at all.
Right.
That I think it's kind of cool when we were today's conversation, or they did a presentation on the Hispanic Heritage Fund and their programs, and to see all of these different states providing all these type of programs for youth and Latinos primarily, to see that we're a small little bit in that big machine, but the fact that our little bit makes that difference, I think it's a humbling experience, but it's also kind of like, this is why I need to keep working at it.
Yeah.
You being your own, exactly having a business as well, there's moments where you want to quit, right?
Oh my gosh.
Every day.
Like, I would say every day, but like, often you have these moments where, you know, not everything is going to go your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love having things go my way. I love it, right?
Yeah.
It feels good to have things go your way, but it just doesn't. That's not the reality.
Right.
Exactly. And so
that's all you can do.
Yeah. And so all you can do is keep going. And it's people like you, like having a community of like people that support you and that believe in you is so, so important in those times where you feel like giving up and you feel like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming and it's so hard. Like, and people keep telling you that, like, you don't look like this and you need to be like this. And, you know, and so I think that having that mindset of, you know, not giving up and keep persisting in times in which you're going through difficult times, which they're just inevitably going to happen. Starting a business, and honestly, really in any profession, even if you're working towards becoming an exec in finance, like that's still hard. You're still going to face managers that don't like you, people that don't like you. There's always going to be something. Yep. And so it's really about focusing your energy on the people that support you and amplifying them amplifying you, and then just focusing on the positive, and then just focusing on like continuing to push through.
And that's what it is pushing through, because it's persistency that goes a long way. And it's only what, February of 2020, so obviously when this comes out sometime in March, to see what the elevation that you have so far. I mean, I can only imagine what it'll be like at the end of the year. And being able to connect with women like you, I think that's what Women History Month is about.
Yeah.
It's just shining light on women. And just thinking about the Oscars, they had mentioned, I forget who was the presenter, but he said, there's enough light to shine light on everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's what it is. It's an abundance mindset.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then just being in that room with you today, it was just the two of us, or technically the two of us. But being able to see that, you're like, wow, you look like how I would have always wanted to be myself. You know, growing up, you're always already doubting yourself, and you always have all these insecurities. But, you know, growing up for me, it was always kind of like, do I have to dye my hair blonde? Do I have to get light contacts? Do I have to, I can't, like, even my mom, don't tan outside. Or, like, I can't just be myself, because the few people that maybe are Latinas don't look anything like me.
Right.
And so you kind of start to already feel not good enough. So it just kind of, it's cool to see that validation where I'm like, okay, we are needed. Representation is important for everyone. And that you're doing amazing stuff in the world. So I look forward to maybe having another episode where we can talk about after the charlas, which is a live event. Because I think that'll be the next step for people to really have that conversation with us. You and I already can talk about this for days.
I know. We should actually do a podcast.
There you go. Hello. If it spurs from this, it's like, okay, Latinas that talk about finances. Yeah. And we were actually on a panel together too for Latinas. Was it Latinos in Finance Summit that they had in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's always these connections. So for those that are listening, I think that's something important. If you feel like you're alone, reach out to people that have like-minded goals, or even if they don't, it's kind of like, what are they doing that you can apply for yourself? Because that's what it is to become better with your money. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, what are they doing that I'm just not getting yet?
Right.
And the fact that you have this fun personality, the fact that you don't make it boring, the fact that you don't make people feel stupid. I love that. Because I'm like, even hearing you explain things, I'm like, I like how she worded that, you know? And sometimes we lose our own, the language, like, how do I say without, you know, overwhelming somebody or myself? So mm-hmm. I had fun working with you today.
I had so much fun. And like, yes. I said on the podcast too, like, your posts inspired me. I was like, yeah, she's like talking about it. Because like, I don't know, even if I were to have made like that much like income last month, like, I don't know if I would have the courage to talk about it. Yeah. But now you seeing you talk about it inspires me awesome. To be like, maybe I'm gonna talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
and that's like, what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
And that's exactly yeah. what it is. I reached out to my girl who was on, and she did that, yeah, and she had just posted something similar, and I'm like, hey, what kind of backlash did you have? You know, were you nervous posting mm-hmm. it? And she's like, honestly, no regrets. Do it because, and she's a Black woman, so she's mm. like, representation is needed. And I'm like, she's so right. And I'm like, why can I not root for myself?
Yeah.
Like, I root for my girlfriend.
Yeah. Because other people are rooting for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just kind of like, okay, I'm not the only one feeling like this. So
yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for being part of this. And definitely tune in if you're watching this on YouTube or IGTV. But stay tuned for the next episode that we'll be doing. And stay tuned for these charlas. She's going to be in Los Angeles in April, and yeah. I'll be in DC. So, yeah, for the next one.
Yeah.
See you guys. Bye.
Awesome. That was great.
That was cool.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.